Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time to focus on the weekend stars, and we've got plenty heading to Flemington, and it's good to see the Queenslander Jonker making his way down. He's been heavily supported in the Bobby Lewis on Saturday, and it's good to catch up with trainer Tony Gollan. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning.
Has this always been the plan, to kick him off down the straight at Flemington this time in?
Well, not really. I didn't know whether to go this way or look towards the Moya with him. It's always been the plan to get him up to, you know, running in Group 1. This isn't a Group 1. So I just felt that the more I looked at the Moya field, the way it was starting to come together at 1,000, just they might have had him out of his comfort zone a little bit, where I just felt up the straight, you'd be able to travel that little bit better. And I think 1,200 on good ground at Flemington will really suit him.
He's always been a high-class sprinter. He's won nearly $1.5 million in prize money. He hasn't been with your stable that long, but he's almost run the best races of his career last time in, that third in the Galaxy, the win in the Magic Millions sprint, and then just getting beaten in the Kingsford Smith as well. How do you think he's come back this time in compared to that stellar form last start?
I think he's probably the best I've had him right now. We've learned along the way with the horse. We got him last summer and I didn't really know what to expect. He hadn't won for quite a while, and he hit the ground running his first start for me. And I must admit, he took me a little bit by surprise. He broke the track record at Doomben that day, and I didn't expect that sort of showing. I didn't know where his will to win sort of was. He hadn't won for so long, but it'd been really good since then. We sort of developed a way in which we like to train him, and you know, I'm very comfortable the way in which he's going. I think having him for that little bit longer, I'm just super happy with the preparation at the moment. Look, I don't know about him up the straight, obviously, until they go down it. You never really know. But my gut feeling sort of says I think he'll handle it well.
Is he a pretty sensible horse that takes everything in his stride?
Oh, he's a beauty, yeah. He's just like his father. You tie him up beside a mare and he wouldn't even know she's there. He's just a really relaxed horse, and he's a beautiful horse to train. He's got a great temperament, and you know, full credit to the guys that had him before me. David Atkins, he's just a lovely horse to train. He is a real ripper. He's, out of all the spirit of booms I've had, he reminds me so much of his father. It's not funny.
He's got good speed and tactical speed in his races. The straight races can sometimes be run a little bit more pedestrian. What's your view on how you'd like to see him ridden on Saturday?
He won't be if he's in it, that's for sure. No, he's a horse that likes to roll at a good speed. He'll bounce out the gates and put himself right there, and he's able to quicken off that speed. He's got a high cruising speed, and he likes to quicken off, but we won't be able to change anything too much. I'm not needing cover or anything like that. I'm just going to keep him to his usual pattern, and he'll either cope or he won't. The closest I can get to that sort of scenario, I guess, was the Kingsford Smith here, where he was just beaten by Vega 1 late, 1,300. He had a bit of a mixed preparation there, and they sort of had to race a fair way off fence in the straight, if you remember the replay. And, you know, you're right out in the middle, and that'll be probably similar to Flemington on Saturday. He's not going to have too much of a rail to guide him along, but he's going to use his good speed, and hopefully be able to quicken off that, and off we go.
Who's riding on Saturday, Tony?
Damien Lane. We've had a couple of jockey changes down there in Melbourne with a bit of the things that have happened, and it's been good to be able to get Damien Lane on board. He's a terrific young rider, and I'm sure he'll do a great job.
So what's the main spring goal? Is he going to be kept to maybe straight racing, or are there some other races throughout the spring that you've got your eye on?
I'll probably have to tell you that 10 seconds after he runs up the straight on Saturday, really. It just adds another option to me if he can handle the straight. I mean, it's all well and good me feeling that he might be able to until I see it. I won't really know. We all sort of know that about straight racing. It'll add another option to me. I'd love to run him in the Manicato. He's still astounding. I'd love to win a Group 1 with him, and I think he's going well enough to be competitive in them, which we've seen in the past. So probably the Manicato is a race I want to look at. I was really keen to get him to Perth for the winter bottom, so the COVID situation might make that a little bit harder. So we've just got to see how the spring pans out. First things first is him running well on Saturday. If he does that, then options are going to be aplenty. And if he doesn't, well, back to the drawing board.
Are you planning to send many others down for the spring?
Yeah, we are. We had a mare we're going to run in Sydney this weekend in the Shirocco Bonham. She won't go there now. She'll actually come to Melbourne. She'll run at Caulfield next week in the Hound now. You'll probably see, I've got a really fast mare here, Sugar Boom. She'll run on the Gold Coast in a Metro Meeting out of a 900, then come to Melbourne for a short course race over 1,000. Got a fast mare. Baller will come down and run up the straight at this stage on Derby Day. But we'd love to have four or five there as the spring unfolds. So we're not in a rush to get them there. We'll just make sure they're where they need to be, then bring them down.
That bottom's an interesting Kiwi. She's got great form. Group 1 winner of the 11 Classic. How good Have you been able to get a handle on how good she is?
I've sort of just been feeling my way with her. She's a bit like when I got Jonko, where, you know, someone else has trained him previously, just trying to get a bit of an understanding for the horse. But she's got a beautiful big stride on her, and she's a lovely mare. She's really starting to get into her groove now here. The appeal to take her to Melbourne is, well, they moved to Sydney meeting to Kembla, obviously, a little while ago with the COVID thing there, and tracked us firm up a touch at Kembla. Her record in New Zealand shows that she loves just to get her toe in the ground a little bit. And all her record in New Zealand was on the Melbourne leg. So it just makes sense to probably kick her off on a leg she's quite familiar with. But she's given me a really good feel. This last month, she's really starting to get into the groove, and I suspect that she'll be pretty competitive in the mare's races in Melbourne.
How's Isotope going?
Yeah, well, she's back in the paddock up here in Queensland now. She had colic surgery. She would have been another horse you may have seen in Sydney or Melbourne this spring, but unfortunately not. But she's going really well. She's enjoyed her break. She's really filled out, and she's a very happy mare. She'll go back into pre-training in about 3 weeks' time, and you'll see her probably try and kick her off in the Magic Mean Sprint during that carnival, and then off to Sydney in the autumn.
Okay, and did I read that there was a little setback with Crone as well?
Yeah, she had a little viral complaint late last week, a little bit of a spike temperature, and the blood consequence to that has been pretty awful. So we just got to get her nice and healthy, then we can assess what we do with her. She's done a great job. She's a Group 1 winner, so it's just a matter of having a healthy Group 1 winner in the stable at the moment. She's just on some antibiotics and getting treated. So once we get that mare back how she should be, I can identify where we go with her. But at this point in time, it's just getting her healthy.
Is it a bit touch and go whether she could make a race like the Empire Rose or the Invitation then?
Probably is a little bit now. I have had Tom up my sleeve, so it's not the end of the world. She was due to kick off in the Scirocco and then run again a fortnight, then probably a month to the Invitational race if she got in, then to the Empire Rose. But it'll just all, everything's just on hold now. Just a matter of getting that blood right and getting her right. Once I'm comfortable with that, then we can look at a plan, you know. So at this point in time, we'll just wait and see.
Well, fingers crossed there. Final word, should we be backing Jonka?
Oh, look, you know, more about straight racing than I do. I've, lucky enough, I've ran in a few races up the straight with my two boom horses, and they were great up there. But look, if he handles it like I think he will, he's a high-class horse. I'd expect him to be right in the finish.
Got a winner for us today at Eagle Farm?
I got a few good chances today. I think not a choice. Nice chance first up for the stable in the 400-metre maiden, and we've got a few in that class one, and I think Chomper will be a different horse back on the dry.
Good on your time. Can't wait to see Jonker on Saturday. Best of luck.
Thank you. Cheers.
Tony Golan.